Welcome back for another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling here with you. With the start of the college baseball season upon us, we thought we'd take a look at the business of baseball in our upcoming issue. The University of Arkansas begins the 2020 season tomorrow at home with the first of a three-game series against Eastern Illinois. The Hogs finished the 2019 season where only eight programs end up each year, and of course being the College World Series. The Hogs did something else last year that's also rather exclusive in NCAA Division I baseball, turn a profit. The baseball program finished in the black in 2018-2019 to the tune of just about $855,000. The program had a total operational revenue of a record $6.73 million to go along with expenses of $5.87 million. Those figures are in the university's annual Equity in Athletics Disclosure Act survey. Arkansas and every other school in the country self-reports financial information to the federal government each year in order to comply with the EADA. The most recent numbers cover the 2018-2019 fiscal year from July 1, 2018 to June 30, 2019. So what is the big deal, you ask? Well, there are 299 Division I baseball programs. And those specific figures were not available. An NCAA spokesman estimated less than 10% of them turn a profit. In other words, unlike football and men's basketball, most athletic departments do not count on baseball as a revenue sport, even the most successful programs. Take, for example, the University of Florida. When the Gators won the 2017 College World Series, the baseball program ran a deficit of $3.57 million. Texas Tech has reached the College World Series for four of the past 6 years. In the past two fiscal years, the Red Raiders baseball program lost a combined $5.6 million. So how is Arkansas making money with its baseball program? You can find out more in the next issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. It'll be on newsstands next week and online at nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, we'll hear from one of the newest inductees into the state's Business Hall of Fame. I'm Paul Gatling, and you are listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Business Hall of Fame inductee Rennie Rutledge says being in the right place at the right time had a lot to do with his success. Last week, Rutledge and three others were inducted into the Arkansas Business Hall of Fame, which is managed by the University of Arkansas Sam M. Walton College of Business. Gerald Alley, Olivia Farrell, and Charles Nabholz were the other inductees. Rutledge is the chairman and CEO of First Security Bank Corp. in Searcy. That is the holding company of First Security Bank, which now tops more than $6 billion in assets. Rutledge appeared on this week's edition of Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock. In a wide-ranging interview, they discussed Rutledge's induction into the Hall of Fame, his career in banking, the growth of the company, and the future of finance.
I've been involved with this Arkansas Business Hall of Fame since it started back in the late 90s. I was on the advisory board for the Walton College when Doyle Williams came up with the idea of having a Hall of Fame, and then our group put it together. So, and I've been involved with it ever since. So that makes it really special for me. And therefore, I knew a lot of the processes and a lot of what they were doing, except I didn't know that I was involved. But my family had a reason for me to come down and meet with Matt Waller, the mm-hmm. Dean of School of Business. He set up a meeting with me in Little Rock. And so we were going to have lunch at Cash Restaurant. So we show up there, and he takes me upstairs, and there's all of my family. And daughter-in-law's sons and so forth, my wife, and they surprised me with a lunch and telling me at that event.
Well, it's a good thing that there wasn't like a TV camera there. We would have had a Jimmy Johnson NFL Hall of Fame shedding a tear moment there, though. That sounds special. That sounds awesome. So
it was special. It sure was.
I want to go talk a little bit about your history and your background in banking. You actually you were an industrial engineer. Is that what you got your degree in?
I got a degree in industrial engineering from the University of Arkansas.
Find your way from industrial engineering to banking?
It was happenstance, to tell you the truth, and some of it may be a little embarrassing. My wife had a little something to do with it, who wasn't my wife at the time, but I got my degree in industrial engineering, and from riding around and talking and visiting with my dad, I figured out that there were business concepts, business thoughts that I didn't have a clue about. So I knew that I wanted to learn more from a business perspective, but it so happened my girlfriend at the time had another year of college. And knowing my fraternity brothers and other friends at school, I did not want to leave her with them for a year while I went and worked. So I decided to stay and get an MBA.
All right. Well, that's good. So you eventually, after you got the MBA, you went to work. You talked to a banker in Smackover, which is where you're from.
Right.
Who gave you some advice about, you ought to look into banking. You're going to be dealing with bankers for the rest of your life.
When I decided to get the MBA, my thought process was when I got done with that, I was still going to get an engineering, a technically oriented type job. And so I started interviewing for those type jobs the second semester for the MBA. And I had some offers. I just couldn't really get excited about it and what I wanted to do. So a good family friend, Max Mitchum, with the bank in Smackover, where I'm from, asked my dad to have me come by. So I went by and visited with him. And his advice was, since you don't know what you want to do, which is pretty bad when you're as old as I was, that you might try banking. If you're going to stay in Arkansas and be in any kind of business, you're more than likely going to be dealing with a bank. So if you try it and it's not what you want to do, what you learn will apply to business later in life. So that's sound advice, and took him up on it.
Yeah, so you did do some initial work in banking. You went to work for Worthen Bank at one point in time and then got the opportunity, I guess, to invest in a small bank in Searcy, Arkansas. $46 million in assets, I think is what it was.
Yes, so. I went to work in 73 at Worthen Bank and worked there for 3 years. Got married during the time to Ann. And we
going back that extra year paid some dividends for you.
It did. It worked. It worked out. That's exactly right. So we really enjoyed Little Rock. And we're having a great time, young couple, no kids. Both of us from a small town, her from Newport, me from Smackover. We knew we wanted to try a small town. And if we didn't do it fairly soon, we probably would never leave Little Rock because we enjoyed it so much. Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to go to a bank in Springdale and took that opportunity. We went up there and spent only 9 months. I didn't mean for it to be such a short period, but an opportunity in Searcy, Arkansas came up, a $46 million bank, and we were able to make that transaction happen and went to Searcy in September of 1977.
Rutledge's three sons, John, Adam, and Nathan, are all central leaders in the bank today. Adam, of course, the Northwest Arkansas market president, and Rutledge says he is completely confident about the future of First Security Bank. There is a lot more of that discussion with Rennie Rutledge and Roby Brock, and you can watch it online at talkbusiness.net. One more quick banking note before we go today concerning the Northwest Arkansas operations of the state's largest bank. That's Little Rock-based Bank OZK. The company has hired Tim Doyle as Vice President and Commercial Lending Officer. Audwin Vaughn has been named Benton County Market President. Doyle previously managed the Commercial Real Estate Division for Waco Title Company and Springdale. Vaughn has worked for Bank OZK for several years and is relocating to Benton County from Central Arkansas. And that's our time for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.